Alternative Radio.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, cause I am here for reasons.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Because my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't wanna fight no more. There'll be no more wars, and our children.
That is Yahoo. And one day on MAR. Thanks very much to you, Lee, for a fantastic show. New Year's Eve. Hope you're going to enjoy yourself and stay tuned to MAR with me, Paul J. You know what? The correlation between the size of the brain and the intelligence has long been debated. Einstein's brain weighed in at 1,230 grams. It was obviously removed after his death and cut into 240 pieces. Believe it or not, his brain was actually on the small size. It sold in December 2010 for £24,730. Interesting, that, isn't it? Yeah. I wonder what happened if you sold my brain.
I love you.
Rapid Eye Movement, R.E.M., the album Part Lies, Part Art, Part Truth, Part Garbage, 1982 to 2011. It's Leaving New York here on Paul J Today, on New Year's Eve on NAR. See if I can read this out to you. It's a manuscript dated April the 18th, 1945, detailing the names, birth dates and occupations of 801 male Jewish workers employed in the factories of Oskar Schindler. It's typed on onion skin paper, and the 13-page document lists those who Schindler assured that the Nazis that were essential war workers for him, thus saving them from the certain death in the camps at the Holocaust. Since the war, the manuscript has belonged to the family of Schindler's accountant, Isaac Stern, but was offered for sale by momentintime.com in March 2010. What did it sell for? There you go. Was bought by an anonymous bidder for an undisclosed sum. brass inkwell once belonging to Charles Dickens, used by the author at his home in Gad's Hill in Higham and Kent to write the last novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which remained unfinished on the author's death, was sold in auction in Buckinghamshire in April 2011 for £950. You're listening to Paul J today on this New Year's Eve on Merseyland Alternative Radio 1584 medium wave. And we're just listening to Tubular Bells Part 1 by Mike Oldfield at the moment. Union Jack, flown at Trafalgar, 7 foot by 11 foot, was flown from the spot during the Battle of Trafalgar, October the 21st, 1805. Following the battle, the flag bearing the shot and shell splinters of the conflict was presented by the 640-strong crew of HMS Bounty to Fifeborn First Lieutenant James Clapham. He was the highest-ranking officer on board at that time. This was owned for 204 years by Clapham's descendants, and the flag is the only surviving Union Jack from Nelson's momentous victory. It was sold in auction by Charles Miller in October 2009 for £384,000, 20 times its estimated value. Ruth and Gary, I'll be playing your request shortly. And thank you very much for your contact, Ruth and Gary, over the holiday period. It was much appreciated. Thank you.
distorted guitars.
Great track that, isn't it? Anyway, as promised, Ruth and Gary, hope you tuned in and listening to the programmes of MAR today as usual, and as requested by you. I'll play you a track by Colin Blunstone first. This one's called Caroline Goodbye.
Saw your picture in the paper. My, you're looking pretty good. Looks like you're gonna make it in a big way. Well, I always knew you would, but I should've known better, yeah. And I should've seen sooner. No use pretending, I've known for a long time, your love is ending. Caroline, goodbye. Caroline, goodbye. Oh, la, la, la. I'm not saying how and where we went wrong. Changes till we did belong. I'm left with one thoughts of the past. Here's your song to help make them last. But I should know better, yeah. I should have seen sooner. No, yeah. No use pretending, I've known for a long time, your love is ending. Caroline, goodbye. Caroline, goodbye. Goodbye.
Zombies going out to Ruth and Gary. Hope you're always on this New Year's Eve. You're listening to MAR and Paul J today. Winston Churchill's false teeth. Now, they sold in Aylsham, Norfolk in July 2010 for 15,200 quid. Wow.
Somebody's only light gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's
Jackson Browne off the album Somebody's Baby and Somebody's Baby. Forgot to say thanks to Lee. Thanks, Lee. Tell you what, mate, I enjoyed that space program the other day. It was absolutely brilliant. Must have took some producing, that. And not a lot of people would notice that, would they? And they are on New Year's Eve, Paul J today, through the silver. 8:30 tonight, and it's Nick Cafford. I can actually tell you the item that's been sold in the last few years for the most money in this sort of memorabilia type thing. After this one by Jerry Rafferty, it's called Baker Street. It's the full version. 07504 464 678 if you'd like to text in and let us know you're listening. Ask for a request, dedication. Give us a report on 1584 AM. Or write in, it's MAR@rock.com.
Thank you. got this dream about buying some land. He's gonna give up the booze and the one night stands, and then he'll settle down in some quiet little town and forget about everything. But you know he'll always keep moving. You know he's never gonna stop moving.
Okay then, this particular item, it's a piece of parchment really, a manuscript called The History of My Life by Casanova. He lived between 1725 and 1798. The yellowing 3,500-page manuscript written by the Venetian poet, adventurer Casanova, was censored until 1960. As it contains details of his conquests of more than 100 women, including a nun. They were bought by an anonymous donor, and they actually sold in February of 2011 for £4.4 million, making it the most expensive manuscript in history. And if you're listening to me before you go out to the party, take my advice. Drink carefully and drive safely. That's the great sound of the RAF, Jerry Rafferty, no longer with us, unfortunately. Yeah.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line. heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Often the fields we would stray, just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. But old Shep was right there, to the rescue he flew. He jumped in and helped drag me out. As the years rolled along and at last he grew old, his eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. So with trembling hand, I picked up my gun, aimed it at Shep's faithful head. But I just couldn't do it, I wanted to run. I wish they would shoot me instead. So I threw down that old gun, ran right up to Shep's side. He laid his faithful old head right on my knee. And friends, I stroked the best pal that a man ever had. I even cried so I scarcely could see. Now old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go, 'cause he reached out and licked at my hand. Then he looked up at me, just as much as to say, I hate to, but you understand. Now old Sheppy's gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shep has a wonderful home.
You okay? Well, there you go. Three in a row. Kate Bush, Johnny Cash and Hank Snow.
Oh, Rose, my Rosemary. Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm all I can forget you. Sometimes I wish that I never met you. And yet if I should lose you, 'twould mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I'd choose choose you, yes, I choose you to rule me, my Rose Marie, Marie, Marie.
Slim Whitman and Rosemary, you can laugh if you want. I'll tell you now, there's people out there who enjoyed those fortunes. I know, not many, but there are people out there, believe me. This is MAR on New Year's Eve, and Paul J today, right through till 8:30. I hope you're going to stay tuned and everything's all right. And you're not too lonely if you're going to get ready to go out. It's about time you started shifting, eh?
Darling, you send me, I know you send me. Darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do, oh, you thrill me, I know you thrill me, darling, you thrill me, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me, I know you send me. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know you send me, I know you send me.
Sam Cooke with an E off the album Make Mine a Double.
Honest you do.
That's You Send Me. I'm going to play that one for Alice, and I'm also going to play it for Sandy in the Wirral. Why not? I'd like to say at this point that Maggie's handbag sold for 25p, but it didn't. It sold for 25 grand.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do
ten people tell me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding and the Dock of the Bay. Always reminds you of the Pirate Ships, that one, doesn't it? It does to me, anyway. Well, you've got less than half an hour to go now before I sling me out.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. You and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never.
Kinky Kinks, if you were lucky enough to win one of our t-shirts or mugs, congratulations to you. Yeah, all provided by our own fair hands.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Say the words I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true.
late great Buddy Holly, who did more in 18 months than, well, anybody as far as I'm concerned. Did you win a mug, did
Peter
you?
Peter Purcell Patterson had a pig named Porky. This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Purcell Patterson's pig Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Purcell Patterson's pig Porky ate so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
I'm sure I'd pop an army at all that, wouldn't you? Anyway, listen, I've got something to tell you now. It's basically that we're on tomorrow, New Year's Day, and we're also on the 2nd of January as well. So if you've enjoyed listening to MAR over the Christmas time and all the other bits we've thrown in for you, well, please stay tuned for that. We'd be grateful. It'd make us feel really happy. If you'd like to write to us, it's mar@rock.com and me, pauljay@rock.com. All that sort of stuff, you know. Crash.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire who just came.
There you go, that's the Monkees. Play that for all my listeners. We've all had enough mentions over the holiday period. Fed up of hearing your name. Don't forget, it's Nick Cafford after me at 8:30. And Roger.
On the radio are shines, except mine. And so I sit and think about you as the darkness falls. I know it was all my fault. It was all my fault. I never really loved you enough. I never really loved you enough. I never really loved you at all. not at all. Without love, we don't have anything. We don't have anything. And the disco lights are ablaze again tonight. And I'm stuck here at the end of the night, watching drunk men fight. And I've tried to persuade you to stay with your beautiful smile and your beautiful name, but it's already too late. And that's okay, because I never would have loved you enough. I never would have loved you enough. I never would have loved you at all. Not at all. Without hope, we don't have anything. We don't have anything. And I know it's not easy. And I know it's not fair. But I've thought about this long enough, and I've lost the will to care.
There you are then, that's record by Ball Boy, and all the records on the radio are SH1T.
We don't have anything without hope. We don't have anything. We don't have anything.
Thought that was a bit harsh, really. Yeah, well, I'm off to a party in the phone box at the top of the road shortly. I'm full of all my lovely friends. They'll all be there waiting for me to arrive, I'm sure. For years, Lord Rockingham's 11 and Hootsman. Suppose it fits in with the time of year, doesn't it? I'm Scotty People doing the thing. Donna Summer and a far superior tune to Richard Harris's version of MacArthur's Park. Right, I gotta go in a minute, so I'm gonna squeeze this one in whether she likes it or not. It's Gloria Gaynor. And it might be our theme tune, mightn't it, really? We never can say goodbye on MAR. Just sort out where we're going later, it's okay. Never Can Say Goodbye by Gloria Gaynor. Yeah, I'm going to finish with a classic, I don't care. You've got to have balls to play this fella. You've been listening to Paul J today here on MAR on New Year's Eve. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Stand by for Nick Cannon. Ta-da. We're no strangers.